bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome to Trending. It's our weekly hour where we talk about St. Joseph and how he can be our protector and guide in the current culture we live in, especially addressing topics surrounding masculinity. There's been quite the stink over the last few years about NFL players fathering too many children. And I was thinking about this in relation to St. Joseph and the need for him in our culture. We'll talk about that. Did you hear? 68 children from 7 NFL players with 52 different moms. Ooh, did you hear that? That was a lot to swallow. We'll come back on that. We'll also be discussing a little bit of how St. Joseph interceded in bringing Trending, this show, to a daily show here on Relevant Radio. I don't think I've told the story before. How did we get here? What brought us here? It was St. Joseph, and I'd love to share that story with you. I know for me, as a new parent, there were a few things that have really mattered to me being a new mom to an infant. And I'm curious what mattered to you as a parent, kind of those first things that came up. If you'd like to share, I'd love to hear from you. We'll discuss it. The number's 1-888-914-9149. What was that one, maybe two things that really stood out to you? You can also comment on social media. Just head over to relevantradio.com/trending. Finally, we'll also discuss the importance of a father's love for his daughter and how this can help in multiple areas of her life. But let's go ahead and kick off the hour with some prayer, praying for this pledge drive and praying specifically for an end to abortion in the United States. Join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. I inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. So over the last couple of years, a lot of debate has occurred surrounding the NFL and taking a knee. But one thing we don't hear enough about that drives and really impacts racial issues, among others, is fatherlessness, or even the fact that multiple women are being abandoned by a kind of a serial attitude in our culture of being with multiple people. And I kept thinking about this. As you probably have heard, there were 68 children who were fathered by only 7 NFL players. Some include Travis Henry, Derek Thomas, Benny Blades, others as well. But 7 players with 52 women, 68 children. That's a travesty. I remember about a year ago, right before COVID kicked in, I was up at the state capitol in California, and one of the politicians was talking about how he does a lot surrounding prison work there in the state, and how he's really focused on the issue of how so many of these inmates, when they come in and out of prison, will be out of prison for a little while, and they'll father multiple children before they make it back in. He was talking about how he wanted to be able to try to make some of these sentences last longer, because what was happening is some of these men who were not reforming were fathering so many children, leaving these women abandoned to raise children by themselves. And it was such a travesty to hear what was happening, but it was also so encouraging to hear. Here was a politician who recognized this was a problem, and it needed to be a thing where men stepped up and said, no, we need to value women. We need to take responsibility for our fatherhood. And that starts with perhaps not initiating fatherhood when it shouldn't be done. So I've really been thinking about this in light of the 68 children from 7 NFL players and 52 women. In light of St. Joseph, one of his titles in the Litany of St. Joseph, which, by the way, it's the year of St. Joseph in the church, is Guardian of the Virgin. Guardian of Virgins. And we don't really like talking about virginity in our culture. It's kind of that awkward topic. But I keep thinking about how St. Joseph, when he first found out that the Blessed Virgin Mary was pregnant, we read in the Gospel according to Matthew that he was going to set her aside quietly. He had respect for her, even when he didn't know what was going on, but he knew something was happening of divine origin. And then when the angel intercedes and informs him as to the fact that she's conceived a child by the power of the Holy Spirit, he then accepts her and takes responsibility for Jesus. This is part of where we receive this title of chaste guardian of the Virgin. And I think the question that all of us have to ponder for a moment is, where has the responsibility for women gone from men in our culture? You know, so often I'll hear women, you know, say, hey, can you walk me out to my car and help make sure I'm safe at the end of a late work night? Many will find a quick and easy excuse not to keep people safe. I have too much to do. Can't you just walk out? It's simple. The car's right there. And there's so many assaults occurring against women that I turn and I look back. How can we reignite this sense of valor, this sense of responsibility, this sense of chastity, the sense of defending others, and even the idea of defending someone's honor by just doing simple acts such as seeing ahead of time to walk someone to their car, by seeing in advance that someone needs help, looking out for situations that could be detrimental for women. This is where I think we have to call upon men yet again in our culture, that we need you to take the lead. Oh, the 68 children from 7 NFL players is a travesty. Part of me wonders, did they have any friends ever willing to call them out for what was going on? At a certain point, any person would say, that's enough. Travis Henry, 11 kids by 10 women. Derek Thomas, 7 kids by 5 women. I'm not trying to air their dirty laundry out here, but what I'm trying to say is, at a certain point, there's a sense of responsibility that falls on you and I, especially the men in our culture, to say, what about these women who now, although they have chosen to keep their children, they're raising their children, carry the wound of the fact that to begin with, someone wasn't watching out for them, for their sexual integrity, for their future. You know, sometimes people wonder why we have a radical feminist movement today. And I think that one of the main reasons we have this radical feminist movement that's so pro-abortion, so contraception, is because so many women have been hurt by the men in their lives who haven't stood up, taken a stand, and said enough is enough. It points to the importance of overcoming apathy. Apathy is something that is so easy for each of us to find our comfort zone in, to be apathetic, to be quiet when we know something's going on that shouldn't be happening, yet at the same time, we remain silent. We don't talk to that friend, that family member, as things are happening. We don't defend the person. I remember one time I was at an In-N-Out, and it's been a while. I think there was like a gang member, they said, that pulled up and ended up stabbing this woman in the abdomen in the parking lot outside. And there was an In-N-Out full of men. And not one single man stood up and walked outside to go and help this woman. Everyone stayed inside as they waited for the police to show up. Everyone thought, this isn't my problem. This isn't my responsibility. And I was so shocked, and my heart was so broken to say, what are we doing? When will we wake up? And then I looked to St. Joseph, who, that wasn't his kid. Jesus wasn't his responsibility. But he chose to make Jesus his responsibility. He chose to make Mary his responsibility, to be that guardian of the Virgin, to be that legal foster father of Jesus. He chose, he said yes. What will it take for us to stand up, say yes, walk forward, even when things are dangerous, even when it requires a risk on our part. I think this is the inspiration that Saint Joseph provides for all of us, that he was the guardian of the Virgin Mary. He was the guardian of Christ. And God equipped him for his mission. And so as I think so many fathers today think, you know, I don't know how to say something. I don't want to, you know, talk about awkward things with my kids, with my family members, which we're going to be discussing later on during the show. We're reminded that Saint Joseph had the Mother of God and Jesus Christ, God himself. I don't think he knew what to do at times, but he relied upon divine inspiration, especially angelic inspiration in his life, to guide him and equip him for the mission he had. I'll be back here on Trending with Timory. I'll share with you the story of how Trending with Timory became a daily show. We'll discuss what mattered most to me as I became a parent. And I'd love to hear from you. What mattered most? What did you hold up as that one or two maybe things that you really wanted to focus on as a parent? The number is 1-888-914-9149. Or you can comment on social media. We'll also discuss a father's love for his daughter and what he can do.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I was happy to join Patrick Madrid and many others in contributing to the book, Because of Our Fathers. In this book, we share how our very own fathers guided us in the faith, and how their example is so important, so vital in our development as Catholic men and women. Father's Day is only a little over a month away, and Because of Our Fathers will make a terrific gift for your dad or for your husband. Get the book today, and the Saints Peter and Paul medal that our own Ashley Neronia took to holy places throughout Rome. Both are yours today only for your donation of $1 a day. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. The Saints Peter and Paul medal has been to the tomb and chains of St. Paul, the tomb of St. Peter, and many other holy places in Rome. You get both the book and the medal for giving a gift of $1 a day. That's only $30.42 a month. Give now, 877-291-0123, or give on the Relevant Radio app or website.
Hey everybody, this is Cale Clark, the host of The Cale Clark Show and the Faith Explained program on Relevant Radio, stepping in for Mike Kendall today. Bit of a different voice in your ear, but I'm glad to be with you as we continue on this. We're on hump day now, it's Wednesday, we are almost halfway through, just over halfway through our Give Hope Pledge Drive. Won't you help us bring Christ to the world through media by donating today? And you heard Father Rocky just now talking about those incredible medals with Peter and Paul, Paul on one side, Peter on the other. You don't have to rob Peter to pay Paul. You're going to get them both if you call 1-877-291-0123. Staff are standing by right now to take your call, but it's even easier to go online when you go to relevantradio.com. It's available anytime, 24/7. But we want 75 people to donate this hour to help us hit our target. Relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. It's fast, it's secure, it's quick, and it's easy. And I'm so happy to be here with you, Timory, because believe it or not, people out in Relevant Radio land might be shocked at this. This is the first time that you and I have ever actually spoken to each other.
Making Catholic radio history over here today. Cale, we need 75 people to call or go on the Relevant Radio app or go online, relevantradio.com, to support Relevant Radio. We have a very special gift for you today. In fact, you just heard it from Father Rocky. There are these two medals, one of St. Peter and St. Paul, and they've traveled all over Rome to some of the holiest places in the history of our faith. And you will receive this as a thank you gift from us if you can donate just $1 a day. $365 for the full year. That's all we're asking. We will give you this special thank you gift. And you may recall, as we've been traveling through the season of Easter here, we've talked about those holy steps, the stairs that Christ ascended to meet Pontius Pilate. Those stairs were taken by St. Helen to Rome. They're there in Rome. These medals have gone to the holy stairs. They've gone to the tomb of Pope St. John Paul II. They've gone to the tomb of St. Peter and so many other holy places. And this is a gift we want to give to you by supporting us. You receive so much in return, including the programming, this medal, and you help to evangelize other people who wouldn't otherwise find Relevant Radio.
Absolutely. So call right now, 1-877-291-291. 800-800-0123. We want to hear from 75 of you before the hour's out, or go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. So we'll be back in just a few moments with much more, but here's Timory with more trending.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
A little over a year ago, my phone started ringing. It was a random phone number. And you know, most people, if you're like me, I kind of end up just shutting it off. I'll, you know, listen to the voicemail later. Something led me to answer the phone that day. And it was Father Rocky from Relevant Radio who was on the phone. And he said, "Hey, this is Father Rocky. Do you have a couple minutes?" I said, "Sure." I'd never talked to him on the phone before. We'd met briefly once. You know, my show at that time had been a radio program that was on a couple times a week on Relevant Radio. We had been part of Immaculate Heart Radio before the merger. And we were on some other radio stations across the nation. And all of a sudden, he's like, "Hey, let's just talk." And he's wanting to get to know me, asking me these random questions. And I'm not really knowing where this is going. And he says, "Hey, we have an opening for a new radio show host, 5 days a week, a daily show." And he was wondering if I was interested, if I had heard about it. They had had, you know, 50 applicants or so applying. And I had no idea. I hadn't heard about it. This came from total left field. And I went, "Oh, okay." And he said, "You know, I'd like to talk to you about, you know, possibly having you be the host." And you know, he had some questions about topics I want to discuss, what I like to read, the news I listen to. And lo and behold, as the days went on, as we start talking about this, I was so surprised. I was going, "Okay, God, here's an incredible opportunity to evangelize, an incredible opportunity to reach out and be with people I wouldn't and couldn't otherwise be with on a daily basis." And I remember stopping for a minute and saying, "This is an incredible, incredible apostolate to be a part of." But I've seen so many people in Catholic ministry, in politics, in any sort of job market where they start making great achievements, they start having more opportunities, and they get big-headed. Pride kicks in. I went, "Lord, if this is going to be something that is going to threaten, you know, my holiness, if it's something that's not going to take me down a path of holiness, let's just not make it happen. If this is meant to be, your will be done." And I remember talking to Father Rock, and he said, "You know, what do I need to do? What can I do to help this along?" And I was praying at the same time, and he said, "Pray to St. Joseph. St. Joseph always helps us make our decisions here." And so this was just days before what would have been the St. Joseph's Novena leading up to March 19th, his feast day. And so, okay, you know, we were already planning, my husband and I, on praying the Novena to St. Joseph. And I don't pray a lot of Novenas. You should know this. I know a lot of people, like, that's their devotion. They pray Novena and Novena. I'm not a big Novena fan, personally. Again, this is not like me throwing in church teaching. Personally, I feel like when I pray a Novena, I'm kind of like, "Okay, God, like, I'm testing you. You got to show me, prove this." And so basically, as we're sitting here getting ready to pray the Novena, we had three prayer intentions. One, we were praying for a baby. That prayer was answered. Two, we were praying whether or not I was supposed to join Relevant Radio, and if this would be something that would happen. And third, we're praying, we're searching for a new job for my husband at the time as well. And as we were praying, all of a sudden, in the last couple of days in the Novena, God was just supplying graces in abundance, left and right. And I remember toward the last couple of days in the Novena, and yes, this is at the same time as COVID, lockdown, everything's happening. I remember standing outside in my backyard, and out of nowhere, this beautiful, beautiful calla lily had popped up, just sprouted out of nowhere in the backyard. Next thing you know, another one had sprouted right next to the door to my laundry room. And lilies are the flower of St. Joseph, and I particularly love calla lilies, especially because it was in the bouquet of my great-grandmother, whose wedding dress I wore for my wedding. And so we had calla lilies for our wedding as well. And so I'm going, okay, St. Joseph's really working here. There's a lot going on. There are even these wild calla lilies that bloomed in the backyard of my in-laws as well. And all of this was kind of just these signs of a new life and baby that we didn't know quite yet was there already gestating. And right there at the end of that novena, I received the call from Father Rocky. They'd like us to kick off Trending as a daily show here on Relevant Radio. And I say this because it's so easy for us to jump when someone says, hey, would you like to do X? We say, oh, yeah, sure, that sounds great. And it's a reminder for us to stop and pray, to ponder that even though there's an incredible opportunity before us, will this be a path of sanctification? Will this be a path to what God is actually calling me to do? Even though it's something good, doesn't mean that it's something that I'm supposed to do. Doesn't mean that it's something that will be good for me personally. And so this was an incredible, I think, opportunity for us to ponder how St. Joseph has interceded in so many ways here at Relevant Radio, here, I would say, in my own life as well, that he's been a guide. And over the last couple months, I know I've shared with you that I've moved as well. It's been an incredibly challenging time. You know, we've left California, my home state, born and raised in Southern California, family, friends. And I remember when I landed here, we were renting a home from a beautiful Catholic family to kind of get to know the area before we buy a home. And as soon as I get there, my husband had traveled out before me with my dad, and they had set up, you know, the house and packed good majority of the things, set up all the furniture. And right there, the family of the home had some beautiful antique Catholic imagery and icons. And there's this giant image of St. Joseph. I mean, like two-thirds the size of a giant sliding screen door over my bed. And I go, okay, yet again, here you are, interceding, confirming that as I have this trepidation, I'm saying, okay, this is all new waters for me, from being on Relevant Radio to now being here and being a totally new state, a new area where I don't know anyone. You've had your guiding hand the whole way. You've been that protector and intercessor, I know, in my own life. And this, I share this with you because this is the power of St. Joseph. He makes the unthinkable and incredible things happen in our lives that we wouldn't otherwise expect. From the gifts of these beautiful calla lily flowers that blossomed out of nowhere, one in the middle of a bunch of sand and another just outside our front door, right as we're praying this novena to St. Joseph, and as we're praying for these three special intentions, which he answers. And remember, sometimes the answer to prayer can be yes, sometimes it can be no, and other times it can be not yet. And I think that this is the great gift of praying a novena sometimes. Sometimes I think we think, well, the answer is going to be we're going to get exactly what we want. Perhaps, but not in the timing we want. And perhaps it will change what we actually need. Maybe part of that novena is allowing our heart to be worked on and transformed to accept the path that God has for us. And so as we pray to St. Joseph this year, we live this year out with St. Joseph, in the year of St. Joseph, remember that he is an incredibly powerful intercessor before the heavenly throne. But remember not to become prideful in our prayers, prideful in our novenas, but to totally remember that we are called to utter and complete abandonment to Christ and his plan for us in our lives. I'll be right back here on Trending. We'll discuss why dads matter and ways you can love your daughters. And I want to hear from you. What did you want for your kids? Numbers 1-888-914-9149. What were those one or two things that were most important?
Hey, this is Cale Clark from The Faith Explained on The Cale Clark Show, sitting in with Timmery here as we're going through this hour of Trending. We are hoping to get 75 of you to call in to donate online through relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app, so we can hit our target for the week, so we can continue to bring Christ to the world through the media, is $2.7 million for the week. And that seems like a lot, but with all of us pitching in, we can get there. We did that last time in our pledge drive. We actually surpassed our goal. ever so slightly, and we know that you're going to come through for us again to help us give hope. And give hope, of course, is the theme of the spring pledge drive, as it is every year. We know you're going to help us do that. Once again, relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. And Timory, I must confess, I said something that wasn't quite true last time. I have spoken to you before tonight, and that was in San Diego. Do you remember that?
Yes, just not live radio. And by the way, I was reminded of this when I was listening to you on air one day. I was like, oh, wait, did I? Oh, my gosh, we did meet at Cats Dancers.
We did. I was doing some guest radio hosting out there. And I think you were doing the trending show either on the network or as a podcast at that time. I remember you were doing some recording in the studio. And
yeah,
I remember
Trent
saying
Horn
hello
and
to
I.
you. And
yeah.
That's right, Trent Horn. Yeah, what a great guy. And that was a lot of fun. And when you're talking about In-N-Out Burger, that just made me really, really hungry. I love San Diego. And obviously, you've got a new home now in Michigan. What has it been like for you making that move?
It's been a big change. We miss desperately our friends and family. It's hard moving during COVID, for sure. Very challenging. But, you know, this is where we're reminded. I remember one point there was this breakthrough moment for me. I'm like, God, I'm going to this place. I don't know anyone. And I kept receiving this prayer. I'm there. I'm there in every single church, and there's so many churches
so
all around us everywhere, and it's been such a good reminder. But hey, we've had, so far, Kale, 15 people calling. We need 75 people. We're running behind this hour. So we have less than half an hour. We need people to step up. I need you to call. I'm calling on San Diego. You know, I left you, but I really haven't left you. I'm there. I'm with you. I'm asking you to call the numbers 1-877-291-0123. You can donate now on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. But we need quite a few more people, 60 people to go. Let's go. Let's make this happen. Kale, it's so easy. Call us now. Donate online. We need you to step up and support Relevant Radio so that we can be with you in your car, on your phone, on your podcast, wherever you are.
Absolutely. It's kind of like your virtual church in a certain way in these COVID times, these strange times. We're here for you. Give hope. 1-877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. Give now.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome back to Trending with Timory. I'd love to hear from you. The number is 1-888-914-9149. What mattered to you when you became a parent? I'll share with you three of my top ones. These aren't the only ones, but three of them that really mattered a lot to me in being a parent to an infant, a little kid, because I know there are plenty of things to worry about as the years go on, but these were some of the big ones for me. And again, I want to hear from you. You can give me a call or head over right now to relevantradio.com/trending to connect on social media and share with me. But here's the first one. Having my baby girl baptized immediately. So, I know it's so easy to want to have everyone present for a baptism and to have, you know, kind of the perfect place, the perfect number of people. It's a hard one, and I really understand this. But for me personally, baptism right away was really important. So much so, I contemplated, because our priest said we could do this. He's like, you can come to the church on the way home from the hospital, and we will do a baptism then and there. And I really did think about this, but I went, you know, I do want to share this moment with family and friends. It's very important. I think it's an opportunity of evangelization for those who aren't Catholic or fallen away Catholic to celebrate and come around this great sacrament of baptism. I think baptisms and baptismal parties are a great way to evangelize. The more the merrier. We had a huge party for my baby girl. So many people came. It was, I mean, an absolute blast to share those moments. And so we baptized our baby when she was exactly 2 weeks old. And it's really cool, actually. I don't know if I told you guys about this. So my husband is a Maronite Catholic, which is the Lebanese rite of the Catholic Church, Maronites. And they have a lot of really incredible traditions in the Maronite rite still. But one of the old traditions they do is they actually have a presentation of the baby that they do when the baby comes into the church for the first time after being born. This follows the same custom of when Mary approached after for her purification the temple after 40 days, they, being Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary, presented baby Jesus. That's when we have the Canticle of Simeon and Anna's response to seeing Jesus, God, for the first time in the temple. And so they actually have this custom where they present the baby. So it was really, really cool. We showed up before Mass, and my husband and I walked up with her, and Father came and picked her up and took her to the altar and walked her around the altar, bowing before the altar, and would actually sing to her as he walked around the altar, and then gently set her on the altar for just a moment, praying with her. It was so beautiful. Actually, I don't know if I shared it on social media. I don't think I did. No, I didn't. Karen shaking her head, no. So I'll have to go ahead and share that with you guys, because it was a really neat moment. So baptism was really important, and in the Maronite rite, they actually get both infant baptism and confirmation. That's still held in the Maronite rite, which is pretty cool. So she's got two sacraments there. So it was number one, and number two was screens. I don't want my baby to be exposed to screens, whether it's cell phone screens, tablet screens, or the computer. We, in our household, hold a hard, fast rule. Not being perfect, not expecting perfection. It's also hard when people, you know, our loved ones are across the country. So if we're FaceTiming, we have to FaceTime the phone so that predominantly so that the camera's facing her. She's not looking at the screen. And if she is, that the screen's on black and white because it's less exposure for her. Why are we doing this? Well, the big thing is that a lot of the research has shown, first and foremost, kids are very easily addicted to technology. Just look outside. Parents are walking their kids, and the kid's not looking around in awe at the world, but they're looking at a tablet. Or kids are throwing fits when their phones or tablets are being taken away from them. And it's actually, that is a sign that there's an addiction. If there's a tantrum when a kid it has a phone or a computer or anything taken away from them, that's a sign of addiction. And they're showing research that this is actually having an impact on the development of the brain, especially the prefrontal cortex and other areas. And so in addition to that, one other thing is that babies and little kids can't tell the difference between what is real and what isn't real. So when they see something on a screen, a movie, they think that's real. They don't have any concept of the fact that it's fake. And so it's one thing to foster an imagination. I think that's fantastic. But it's another thing to not let them know that there's a difference between reality and unreality. And so for me, no screens has been a really big deal. You know, we ditched our TV last year, and now there's no screens for the baby. Okay, third, and I want to hear from you guys. I know we've had some people weighing in on this. Third is really to make sure for my baby, if you're just joining us, what matters to you when you became a parent? For me, these are the three things for my newborn baby. The third one is making sure that I'm giving her quality, undistracted time. This is challenging, but it's so important. We've seen an increase in kids overusing technology, an increase in attention deficit disorder. We're seeing massive psychological information coming out about how millennials down are a very unaffirmed generation. They've lacked affirmation from their parents, and how the kids need affirmation. They learn this, especially in the first few years and months. And so it's really been important to me that I've given her that face-to-face time, quality time, that I'm spending time with her. I'm not distracted by my phone. I'm not distracted by my work. You know, praise God, I'm able to work remotely. I do the radio show right after she goes to bed, and I'm able to, you know, be wise throughout the day with when I work and when I'm with her. Is it easy? No, but this is what kids need. They need affirmation. They need quality time. They need eye contact. Babies may not be able to talk back to you, but they need you to talk to them. That's why it's so important. Even studies have shown, you know, that moms will talk and talk and talk to their babies. But dads, while they'll talk to their babies, dads won't talk to their babies the same amount that moms will. And so this is part of the reason why they say babies need both their mom and their dads, but especially their mom in those fundamental years. Lucas, you're right. Physical touch is part of that quality time. You know, because I think a lot of people do leave their kids sometimes too far away. It's easy to be like, okay, I'm just going to, and I've seen this too. You're just going to put them in the bumbo where they can like sit up next to you, maybe on your desk or on the kitchen counter, and just leave them to be. They need touch. They need physical stimulation. These are all such special things for these kids. We'll have to talk about what happens at Romania, where the kids were left in the orphanage with no physical contact. We'll talk about that next week here on Trending. I have a friend who adopted a baby from Romania, and it's incredible what no physical contact from parents can do to kids. But I want to hear from you guys, too. So one of you actually just affirmed what I said on Instagram, that you want your baby to know that they're seen and heard. Even babies need this. It's so important. As a new mom, I love that you saw that. Maria on Instagram said she wanted to set a good example, that setting a good example is so important to her. Oh, I have been reminded of this. So a couple weeks ago, I was prepping for the show. And I was doing my breathing exercises and making all these weird sounds before the show. And she thinks it's hilarious. So do my producers, Karen, Lucas, Patrick, if they hear me on mic before the show. Yep, Patrick and Mellow Yellow. It's red, yellow. Okay, I'm not going to get into it. I'll just stop now before I embarrass myself, okay? My husband finds it hilarious, too. So I'm taking these deep breaths and I'm breathing. And all of a sudden, as I'm holding the baby, she's going, huh. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, huh. And she's taking these deep breaths, trying to copy the way I'm breathing from my breathing exercises. And then she starts snorting because she's trying to breathe even heavier. And so it's become this cute little joke. But what I realized, it was just like a smack in the face to me. She will do what I do. She will imitate and do everything I do. All the way down to she was really obsessed with wanting to drink out of my cup. And I'm not letting her. I'm letting her put her mouth on it. But she doesn't want to put her mouth on it. She wants to drink out of my cup the way I drink out of my cup. And so setting a good example is so important, Maria. We have to not just say, okay, I'm a parent now. You know, here I am. No, we have to work on ourselves as parents. We have to be transformed by Christ and his love. We have to work on transforming our relationships with our spouses. These are so important because these babies, these kids see everything we do. Subi on Instagram said that the things that mattered most to her were that her children understand that faith and life begin at conception and God makes no mistakes on gender. This is a 21st century reminder of the world we live in and that simple concepts need to be understood from an early age. I love this. God makes no mistakes on gender, and faith and life begin at conception. That you were born with a faith. Your parents intended for you to have baptism. And that baptism is something that we can grow and develop in babies age appropriately. Oh, pray. I already pray with my baby. I try to make sure that she's like looking at Jesus for a second at least. She loves the images of the Blessed Virgin Mary in our house. In fact, I'll be nursing her and she like will be totally distracted looking at this beautiful gold image of Our Lady. And I love that. I want to have those icons around her so that she has opportunities from a young age to have that exposure to her faith. And some people may say you're indoctrinating your kid. Okay, fine. God created us. He created you. He created me. And I want my child to know who created him, and I want my child to know their faith, to know who the Blessed Virgin Mary is, Mary the Mother of God, to know who Jesus is. And we can do that in simple, sweet ways early on. So those are some of the things that have mattered most to me as a new parent. Immediate baptism, no screens, and quality and undistracted time with my kid, not distracted with my phone. Not just sitting here and walking away, lacking touch. Those are really important things. I love to hear from you. Reach out to me. Head over to relevantradio.com/trending. Tell me what mattered most to you as a parent that you wanted to give to your kids. I'll be right back here on Trending.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Another person wrote to me and said, good morning. I'm a new listener. I used to listen on another local AM station a long time ago. I got angry and depressed sometimes at what I heard. I was angry at God. I tend to suffer in depressive ways. And when I found your station, it has been such a blessing. Spiritually and mentally, I'm feeling so much better. I just want to thank you for the prayers. It has given me hope, it has given me light, and it has given me perspective in these very difficult times. I know many people often write to you, Drew, with problems of health and finance. He says, but emotional problems are an area that I've struggled with for a long time, and I truly believe that the divine mercy has brought me healing.
You've just heard another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment. We're listener-supported. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
God is in the business of miracles, and He's in the business of giving hope. And we're partnering with Him on Relevant Radio, bringing Christ to the world, who is hope for the world, through media. And we want you to partner with us in this great enterprise of salvation. 1-877-291-0123 is the toll-free line to call if you want to donate. We have staff standing by, but it might even be easier to go online, relevantradio.com, and the Relevant Radio app. You can get through 100% of the time. It's fast, it's secure, and it's great. And if you donate online today, guess what? You're going to get a free... We're into giving gifts, too. We're going to give you not only... If you donate a dollar a day, not only are you going to get that special medal of Saints Peter and Paul, but you're also going to get an amazing book, Because of Our Fathers, when some prominent Catholics, including our own Father Rocky, and of course, Patrick Madrid, talk about the influence their dads had on them growing up and in getting to know God our Father. You're not going to want to miss that. But when you donate online, you're going to get another bonus. That's right. Father Rocky has a beautiful talk on our Mother Mary, why we love Our Lady. And this is one you're not going to want to miss. If you donate online, we're going to send that to you as a digital bonus. I'm Cale Clark, host of The Cale Clark Show and The Faith Explained on Relevant Radio. Happy to be on Trending with Timory. Happy to be talking to you, Timory. And I really appreciate your reflections on motherhood. And obviously, you probably have a different take, maybe feel a little bit closer to Mama Mary yourself, being a mama.
Oh, yeah. I was so blessed. I had that time, the same time, kind of from the Annunciation to Christmas, to really be with Our Lady during my pregnancy. I hope all of them are like that. It was great to be in Advent and to have that same exact time frame as her throughout the year. But listen, this is, here on Relevant Radio, the opportunity for you to learn about being parents. And we need 24 people to call now, 24 more people. San Diego, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from San Bernardino. You have a new Catholic radio station, Relevant Radio in your area. Support this new station in your area. Give us a call now. You can donate online, 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. We need you to support this because, Cale, there aren't a lot of places where you hear good things about parenting. So often I'll turn on the radio and people are like, oh, yeah, I ditched my kids for the weekend, or, oh, man, it's such a drag, or, oh, here, see my perfect child. And they just talk about the good stuff. They don't talk about growing as parents. This is what you hear about all the time from Cale Clark on The Cale Clark Show, Trending. So support us. Numbers 1-877-291-0123. But easier, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. We need 14 of you to step up. I need you to call now. Support Relevant Radio. Get those fingers moving, dialing, support us.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
I was back in my beautiful California. Can you tell I love California? People ask me, what was it like growing up in California? It was great. Sure, taxes, gas, it's expensive. But it is a beautiful state. I mean, where else? I lived in Southern California. We're an hour and a half away from the beach. We've got Disneyland. We've got all these wonderful places and adventures, the mountains, everything. But while I was there, there was a girl from the neighborhood hanging out at my parents' house, an eight-year-old. And, you know, I love little girls. This is a girl thing. Little girls just blurt things out and keep talking and talking and talking. And I don't know know where this came from, but out of nowhere, we're just sitting there playing a game, and she happened to show up with my cousin, and she just blurts out that she's not allowed to wear leggings outside of the house unless she's wearing a dress or a long t-shirt over them. And she's like, yeah, you know, it's really important to my dad that I can only wear leggings in the house, she says, and she's just talking about it. It was really cute. And she had no complaint at all about this. She was just sharing with us that she was wearing leggings today, and he told her she had to wear a long t-shirt. And, you know, here's a cute girl. We care so early about what we wear. Isn't it fascinating? From a very young age, we care about what we wear. But so rarely do other people, especially our dads, care about what we wear. And I was really thinking about this because this talkative little girl sharing this, and I thought that that was a good guideline. That is a hard when we talk about clothing as women, the fact that we just don't have guidelines in general, and how what her dad was doing, whether you agree with whether or not you should have a t-shirt or a long dress over leggings, what her dad was doing was helping her to establish a boundary with herself and with others. And it made me ask this question. Do we have boundaries with our clothes that we wear outside of our home? This was something that he was helping to show and teach her. And I think that with this at the same time, it was very clear she knew from her father that he valued her, that he looked at her as something that was valuable, something that was beautiful, someone who he personally loved. You see, we were talking about, you know, for me, I was sharing just a few minutes ago, those few things and just a few of them that have mattered most to me so far in becoming a parent that I've been making sure that I've been doing. And one of the big reasons for that is there's this massive amount of information showing that millennials down are struggling with the lack of affirmation in our culture. They are starved to be affirmed. They're an unaffirmed generation. And I think some of this comes back to clothing. I think it comes back to clothing from the perspective of what kids learn in their home. From dads helping girls to establish boundaries with themselves and others. I think many clothing choices of young adults and even teenagers today comes from a desire to be seen and to be affirmed. And many young girls think that the only way they are going to receive affirmation and the only way they're going to be seen is if they show everything they have. Because that's what gets the eyeballs. That's what gets the looks. And it makes me ponder how one of the very first things God did had to do with clothing after the fall. In fact, we read in Genesis chapter 3 that after the fall, the eyes of both of them, Adam and Eve, were opened and they realized that they were naked. And there was suddenly this sense of natural shame that I could take advantage of you, you could take advantage of me. And there was this awareness that they had to do something. They covered up with fig leaves, but that wasn't enough. And the first act of God as after approaching Adam and Eve after the fall was actually to clothe them. And it's a reminder for us of the value of our bodies and how in the midst of this fallen state of humanity, it's important to help girls establish boundaries with what they wear. But it's even more important as we help them to establish boundaries, that they understand that these boundaries are for the sake of the value of who they are. Rather than just showing what they have to offer, but allowing other people to go deeper to the core to get to know them. There was a story, actually, Father Rocky and I were talking a couple weeks ago about how he said he had this friend, and his friend told his daughters they could buy anything they wanted. They could spend as much as they wanted on clothing as long as he went with them and he had veto power. He could say no, he could say yes. They could have whatever budget they wanted on clothing. You know, these are simple little things. Maybe you don't have that. I know I don't have that with clothing. But there are ways to help affirm, set boundaries, and help girls to be seen without having this great desire to be seen in the wrong way.
This is Cale Clark from The Faith Explained and The Cale Clark Show joining Trending with Timory today for our weekly Well, it's not a weekly. It's a quarterly, rather. Man, I'm losing it. It's late in the day. It's our quarterly pledge drive. And
oh,
we're doing it all week.
Weekly.
And it's called, the theme, of course, is Give Hope. And we hope that you will do that by calling 1-877-291-0123 or go on relevantradio.com or hop on the app and you can donate online. Get that exclusive free gift, which we're giving to online donors. The talk, Why We Love Our Lady by Father Rocky. You're not going to want to miss that. It's a great reason to give online. You don't have to worry about not getting through on the phones, but we do have some lines open and we do have some staff standing by, 1-877-291-0123. And Timory, I was very interested to hear that your husband is a Maronite Catholic, because one of my very best friends is too. His name is Eli, and we do a lot of evangelistic stuff together. He's a great guy, and it's great to learn about that tradition. So, really cool.
Thank you. Very cool. Yeah, I didn't know that. Maronite Catholics, they love Our Lady. Hey, Kate, listen, we need 11 people. 11 people.
Just,
you have
just 11.
About
oh, we can do this.
3.5 minutes to head to relevantradio.com, go to the Relevant Radio app. Those are the easiest ways to donate. Or you can mm-hmm. donate by calling as well. The number is 1-877-291-0123. Call now safely if you're in the car. You know, pull over if you want to donate, because we need 11 people this hour. We've got 3 minutes to go, and we have a thank you gift. We're asking you just for $1 a day. All of us can somehow make that happen. $365 for the year, and we have a thank you gift for you. A medal of Saints Peter and Saint Paul. They've traveled all over Rome. They've been mm-hmm. blessed. They've gone to the Basilica. They've gone to the tomb of Saint John Paul II. They've gone to the tomb of our first Pope, Saint Peter. Yeah. This is an incredible medal that you want as a thank you from us to support here Trending with Timory, the Cale Clark Show, to bring truth and honesty, faith, and more importantly, hope in a culture that so desperately needs it.
Absolutely. And when you donate online at relevantradio.com or through the app, you can actually read a story about our Rome correspondent for Relevant Radio, Ashley Nerona. She and her husband traveled all around Rome. You'll see some photos. They are not Photoshopped. She took these medals to all these sites and touched them to these holy places. So it's kind of like being there yourself. You're going to get this wonderful medal. And of course, you can ask St. Peter, St. Paul to intercede for you. And we want you to pray for us, and not only pray, but we also want you to contribute as well. You know, God entrusts us with so many things, our time, our talents, our treasure. And we've got to give back to Him from what He's given to us. It all comes from Him ultimately anyways, and we want to bring as many people to Him as we can. So won't you call right now, 1-877-291-0123, or go to relevantradio.com or through the app. And not only will you get those medals if you sign up for that dollar a day giving level, and as Father Rocky said earlier in one of his miracle moments, it's about $30.42, I think he said, per month. You'll also get the book, Because of Our Fathers. Obviously, Mother's Day is coming up, and you can download a certificate from the website, which you can donate in your mom's name, in her honor. You can make a gift for her on her behalf, and you can give her the certificate on Mother's Day and say, hey, I helped you, Mom, make a gift to support bringing Christ to the world through media. And in this book, this is something you might want to save for Father's Day to give to your dads, because we're going to talk about in this book all these great dads who have helped so many Catholics help others. NFL player Matt Burke, he's a good guy in the NFL. And, you know, sports is kind of a microcosm of society. Timory talked earlier about some guys who maybe aren't stepping up to the plate as fathers, but there's some great guys out there also, like Benjamin Watson, who's done so much for the pro-life movement. Matt Burke, a former NFL player, his dad is profiled in this book, along with our own Father Rocky's dad, and of course, Patrick Madrid's father as well. He has a mustache, too. I've seen pictures. It's true. And you can get it if you donate relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 1-877-291-0123.
Okay, you've got about 45 seconds. We need 5 people. Oh, wait, that's 30 seconds. 5 people now. I need you to call San Bernardino, San Diego, LA, all across the country, Minneapolis. We want you to support Relevant Radio today. $365 gift for the year, or whatever you can give. Maybe you can give $5,000. Maybe you can give $10 today. Donate now online, relevantradio.com, the app, or 1-877-291-0123, and give hope to others who need it.